I'm Katia Adler, host of The Global Story. Over the last 25 years, I've covered conflicts in the Middle East, political and economic crises in Europe, drug cartels in Mexico. Now I'm covering the stories behind the news all over the world in conversation with those who break it. Join me Monday to Friday to find out what's happening, why, and what it all means. Follow The Global Story from the BBC wherever you listen to podcasts.
When you buy Kroger brand products, you feel like you're winning. That's because they offer proven quality at lower than low prices. In fact, we guarantee that you and your family will love how Kroger brand products taste, or you get your money back. So next time you're shopping for the family, look for delicious Kroger brand products, because they'll make you all feel like you're winning. Shop now, in-store, or online. Kroger, fresh for everyone.
Xfinity has free premium networks for everyone this month, no matter what kind of entertainment you love. Addicted to true crime? Catch killer cases and more spine-tingling shows on A&E Crime Central. Crave adventure? Explore Asian action movies on Hayah. Searching for something extreme? Check out skating, snowboarding, and more on Fuel TV Plus, the global home of action sports. And find crowd-pleasing bops on iHeartRadio's Hit Nation playlist. There's new free shows and movies to love every week. Say free this week in your Xfinity voice remote.
The best conversations I have with my colleagues are the ones that happen when no one is looking, when we're not 100% sure yet what to write.
Hopefully, having conversations like this can help you figure out your own point of view. That's kind of our job as Washington Post opinions columnists. I'm Charles Lane, Deputy Opinion Editor.
And I'm Amanda Ripley, a contributing columnist. We're going to bring you into these conversations on a new podcast called Impromptu.
Follow Impromptu now, wherever you listen.
Hi, I'm Eves, and welcome to This Day in History class, a show that uncovers history one day at a time. Today is March 4th, 2019. The day was March 4th, 1936. At about 3 in the afternoon, a German passenger airship called the Hindenburg set off on its first test flight, carrying more than 80 crew members and passengers. The Hindenburg was a Zeppelin, or a cylindrical rigid airship that contains internal gas sails. At the time, ships were slow, and passenger airplanes weren't advanced enough to carry people across the ocean efficiently. So it seemed like airships were going to be the future of long-distance travel. They were relatively fast and provided passengers with a modicum of comfort. But even though the Hindenburg traveled more than 200,000 miles during its lifetime, the tragic disaster that ended the story of the Hindenburg also brought the era of airships to a close. The Zeppelin Company started building the Hindenburg, officially known as the LZ-129 Hindenburg, in Germany in 1931. By 1935, construction was complete, and the airship was huge. In fact, it and its counterpart, the LZ-130, are the largest airships ever, at over 803 feet, or 245 meters, and nearly 214 metric tons, or 236 U.S. tons. The Hindenburg had four diesel engines, and it was filled with 7 million cubic feet of hydrogen gas. And the airship's frame was made of duralumin, which is an alloy of aluminum, copper, and other metals. German architect Fritz August Breihaus de Groot designed its interior. In the Hindenburg were an upper deck and a lower deck. On the upper deck were the cramped passenger rooms that contained the most basic of amenities, like bunks and a wash basin. The public rooms, though, were a lot more impressive than the passengers' quarters. There was a writing room, a lounge with a piano, and a dining room with a long slanted window running along the deck. Crew's quarters, a mess hall, washrooms, and a smoking lounge were located on the lower deck of the airship. But even though the Hindenburg had a rather cozy interior, there was a lurking problem. Hydrogen is highly flammable, and the airship was coated in thermite. which is also flammable at high temperatures. But helium is not flammable, making it the safer choice for passenger air travel. So the plan was to employ helium as the lifting gas for the airship. But helium was not easy to acquire in Germany, and it was expensive and reduced the potential payload of the airship. The U.S. had large quantities of helium, but there was a ban on exporting the gas. So the Germans returned to hydrogen. Hydrogen was cheaper and readily available, and it was the best lighter-than-air gas that could give them the most bang for their buck. Besides, they had used hydrogen in airships plenty of times before without a problem. So hydrogen it was. And on March 4th, 1936, the Hindenburg was ready to make its debut. The Hindenburg, which was named after the field marshal and German commander who had appointed Hitler Chancellor of Germany, was a vessel for Nazi propaganda. The name Hindenburg had not been added to the side of the airship yet, but it had already been chosen for the dirigible. And it already had swastikas painted on its tail fins. The flight had been scheduled for the morning, but it was postponed until the afternoon due to weather. So around 3 p.m., the Hindenburg took its first test flight, a 3-hour and 6-minute trip over Lake Constance and the city of Friedrichshafen, Germany. Over the next few weeks, the Hindenburg went on more test flights, and it left for its first commercial passenger flight on March 31st when it traveled from Germany to Rio de Janeiro. Over the next year, the Hindenburg took many more propagandistic and demonstrative flights from Germany to North America, South America, and Europe. More passenger cabins were added, and other changes were made to the airship's structure. Passengers were typically wealthy, as tickets for flights were not cheap. By its last trip, the Hindenburg had taken many successful flights carrying passengers, mail, and other cargo. But on May 6th, when the airship arrived in Lakehurst, New Jersey, after being held up by thunderstorms for hours, the Hindenburg caught fire. It only took 34 seconds for the whole airship to burn. 36 people died. Even though many people survived the Hindenburg disaster, the fire was the last straw after a series of devastating airship incidents. The fire and the resulting media storm effectively ended Zeppelin's short but heady time in the limelight. I'm Eves Jeffcoat, and hopefully you know a little more about history today than you did yesterday. If you'd like to learn more about the Hindenburg, listen to the episode of Stuff You Missed in History Class called The Hindenburg Disaster. You can follow us on Twitter, Instagram, and Facebook at TDIHC Podcast. Thanks for showing up. We'll meet here again tomorrow.
From BBC Radio 4, Britain's biggest paranormal podcast is going on a road trip.
I thought in that moment, oh my God, we've summoned something from this board.
This is Uncanny USA.
He says, somebody's in the house, and I screamed.
Listen to Uncanny USA wherever you get your BBC podcasts, if you dare.
Xfinity has free premium networks for everyone this month, no matter what kind of entertainment you love. Addicted to true crime? Catch killer cases and more spine-tingling shows on A&E Crime Central. Crave adventure? Explore Asian action movies on Hayah. Searching for something extreme? Check out skating, snowboarding, and more on Fuel TV Plus, the global home of action sports. And find crowd-pleasing bops on iHeartRadio's Hit Nation playlist. There's new free shows and movies to love every week. Say free this week in your Xfinity voice remote.
Xumo Play is your destination for endless entertainment. With a diverse lineup of 350-plus live channels, movies, and full TV series, you'll easily find something to watch right away. And the best part? It's all free. Love music? Get lost in the 90s with iHeart 90s, dance away with hip-hop beats, and more on the iHeart Radio music channels. No logins, no signups, no accounts, no hassle. So what are you waiting for? Start streaming at play.xumo.com or download from the app and Google Play stores today. All you can stream with Xumo Play.
This is Malcolm Gladwell from Revisionist History. eBay Motors is here for the ride. With some elbow grease, fresh installs, and a whole lot of love, you transformed 100,000 miles and a body full of rust into a drive that's all your own. Brake kits, LED headlights, whatever you need, eBay Motors has it. And with eBay Guaranteed Fit, it's guaranteed to fit your ride the first time, every time, or your money back. Plus, at these prices, you're burning rubber, not cash. Keep your ride or die alive at ebaymotors.com. Eligible items only. Exclusions apply.